If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
So, all along, we've been speaking about the GNU academically, saying this may go wrong, that may go wrong. Now, we're starting to see the costs of the GNU. So, for example, you will have seen about 2 weeks ago, Minister Gayton McKenzie, the DA, was calling him out because they felt like he was overspending on his travels. Right? There's an ANC minister who's depleted a travel budget right now altogether.
Staring.
Basically, it's only been a couple of months. Pelilinya. Gone. And so, there's another minister who's the Minister of Basic Education. Right? And this happens to be a DA minister. And all I can tell you is that their printing costs have escalated from 1 billion to 3.6 billion.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, sounds ludicrous.
I remember when I was having a discussion, this was years ago, maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago, Banyaza Lesufu was doing MEC of Education. And he was telling me about his biggest cost in that department here in Gauteng was printing. And he said majority of service providers were people that have had the contract for years, if not decades. This was what he was trying to look at. Now, what we do know about this situation is that 8 of the 9 provinces, their cost escalated. Again, inflation's been high, so I don't know. Maybe that's reasonable and justified. But to more than triple, almost quadruple, I don't think that's justified. This printing job has gone to the private sector. The DA is always advocating for the private sector to take over some work. The problem is the private sector is not subsidized by government and they charge an arm and a leg. We're talking billions here. I ain't talking Lala. The EFF yesterday called out the DA on this. And I suppose since the Ministry of Basic Education now falls within their ambit, it's fair. It wouldn't be the first time that the DA had been embroiled in something similar in terms of escalating costs with the private sector. There's various other stories you can find on Daily Maverick. There's an issue in Tswane where a mayor had to get fired. Still haven't gotten to the bottom of that. But this one is alarming because, as I said, an extra 2.6 billion rand has now been added to the bill. What say you?
This is kind of shocking because this is the very same DA when they were not part of the GNU would have been the first people to be up in arms had the ANC done something like this. So it's a little surprising to see them being the ones that are pushing such an agenda. But at the same time, I feel like when it comes to them pushing their agenda of privatization, we're still going to be seeing a lot more of that happening because they are trying to say a lot of our services need to be in private hands. But in this particular instance, I mean, we were talking about it earlier with Katlego, and I was saying, for me, it then becomes a matter of drilling down to see if there are any affiliations to members of the DA when it comes to these private entities that are coming in. Because there's a level of, in inverted commas, corruption that seems to be happening here. Yes, you have the private sector that is involved, but who says when the private sector is involved, there is no corruption?
And in fact, what happens is, whenever the private sector does get involved, the price escalates for various reasons. One is the fact that private costs are just higher. But also, let's say you are the owner of a company, printing company, and you submit your tender bid and you go, this will cost 100 rand. When you submit it, Katlego admits she takes it and then she goes, okay, it's going to cost 110 rand. Then she brings it to me. Yeah. She knows that the 10 rand is hers.
Of course.
Then I go, I'm supposed to sign it off now. I'm going to sign it off for 120 rand.
Yes.
Because I know I'm going to take another 10 rand. Yeah. So really, you are not the corrupt party. The corruption is in the supply chain.
Yes.
Right? So to sit here and blame the Minister of Basic Education, maybe we're being unfair to her. But it's her department.
It is. And you're still overseeing it.
And the DA has never been secretive about privatizing everything.
Yes.
So it's how they're made up. So I think it's an extreme. So like I think they should have pushed for a better deal, where government does subsidize and you do enter into those negotiations.
Well, so another thing is this. So the best way to do corruption is when you press for time. So emergency procurement.
Oh, yes.
Emergency procurement. Ah,
yes.
My God, I'm telling you. Because then you go, hey, if we don't do this now, kids won't get exam papers.
I was going to say, and indeed, no, that's true. Than matric exams.
Yeah, and then now me as a supplier, I'll go, well, usually to print a page is 50 rand. But now, because you need it tomorrow, I'll charge you 100 rand. Take it or leave it. And there's nobody else who can do it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to take it, bro.
But this shouldn't be an emergency because you know every year at this time, matrics are writing exams.
Mm.
Well, indeed, indeed. But now they change suppliers. Like it's,
I just want to know why, like, you know, in September, Sevier Khwarube, Minister of Education, stopped the feeding scheme tender. And that was for 10 billion rands because of, you know, she wanted to make sure that there was
everything
no corruption.
Was proper, yes.
It's exactly. So what's different about this deal? Why couldn't... Yes, you're right, because it's urgent. But also, like, it's a bit weird, the double standards, you know? How come this one didn't raise eyebrows when the other deal did to her? Why is she approving this? Because three times, and we're talking about billions here, the initial cost, that's, it's not kosher. I smell a rat, man.
Because as you say, Saul, we are rightfully saying, Jorge, exams happen every single year without fail.
Yes.
We know this time it's going to happen. So surely this procurement process could have waited until next year. You started in January properly, being prepared, dotting your I's and crossing your T's, as I always say. Why did everything have to happen now and so urgently?
So give us a shout and let us know. What are your thoughts? They usually say, I know you're swanger.
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain. And the undoing of this GNU will be in the numbers. Ganjela, when the Auditor General gets a hold of this. Ganjela.
Up my clever packs. Up. He ANC is corrupt. Night ye yabuge. Naye. Hey, papa, yeah, we in favor of GNU, yes, So I call him Lungs or was a catty pass. Now we are ill again, Kulumani Gamakrook.
That's funny, but you're not certain who's DA or Manji. There still needs to be an investigation. I'm just saying, by the looks of things, the department is under the DA, Ziakal.
Thank you so much. I once said that, you know, privatization is going to kill South Africa. And I see that a lot of people are trying to push that. You look, you see this even in the education sector, where mostly people are trying to push everything towards the private to privatizing education. Now, hospitals as well, everything is being tried, to, you know, being pushed towards privatization. And that is going to kill us, people. I mean, we've got poor people in this country. What are we saying about them?
Have you seen the costs of flights these days?
Yay.
Yep.
Since now, Vali SAA. Have you seen who's seen Lassa Kim Sanli Malin?
Bruh.
Privatization, yeah. That's what privatization does. And we're told, no, privatization will drive costs down. It's never been the case. It never will be. Even electricity, right? Jay, if you look at the cost of independent power producers versus what Eskom would charge. But, you know, that's a story for another day.
Bravo, bravo. You know, they are doing very well on their mission. Because we all know why GNU was actually set up to elevate white monopoly capital. This is just a start, guys. Printing. There's a lot of sectors these guys are still gonna divert our funds with state to go to buy elevator. Like these guys, I don't know really. How can you elevate people who can already sustain themselves and overlook Alex? Today I was driving Alex in this rain. It's a shame. Day. Funds should be diverted to Indawo Njengabo Alex. But because of GNU, Alex, it's not even on their list of priorities. Their list of priorities is to make sure that white capital thrive. And that's what they are doing. So, Tina, we might see this as a shock, but to them, it's an achievement because that's what they are there to achieve.
Now, you've raised a very good point. And I wasn't going to touch on it now, but we may as well go into it. So, the issue of transformation is very, very important in this country. It is an integral part of leadership. And it cannot come secondary. What we mean by that is, fine, when you're looking for service delivery, also look for somebody you can empower. And the reason for that is we are the most unequal country in the world. We know this. We're not saying this. Everybody says it, including the World Bank.
We see it.
Right? The biggest procurer of services in the country is government. It is only right that government should only prioritize those that are previously disadvantaged so that they too can be put in a position of empowerment. Now, people say, well, the way BEE has been put in place is not fair, and that may be true. But the need for BEE remains, and that will never change.
And I mean, if you fix the inequality in the country, you fix a lot of issues. You fix the crime, you fix the alcoholism because people are sitting at home not working, you fix the unemployment, you fix so many ills that we face thanks to this, you know, unequal society.
So to keep going back and giving big contracts to people like Bidvest, for example, achieves nothing, because then the wealth will never migrate from the minority to the majority. It just won't.
Yo, sorry to sound dumb and sound like I'm for DA. No, no, I'm not a DA. I was actually an EFF member. But guys, at the end of the day, this private sectors, we are here, we are eating. I'm going to work now because of this private sectors. My family is eating because of this private sectors, privatization or whatever it is. So if you're going to come and say black, clever blacks, blah, 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 at the end of the day, we are it. If then it comes to a point where private sectors are not there, they don't get jobs, we won't have jobs. Unemployment will go up, but it's up for debate.
Okay, fine. Let me entertain you, even though you said which is the point that you were making was not necessarily a wise one in the beginning, right? Why don't we just have the government employ you and your family? How about that? Have you thought about that? We don't want a welfare state, I agree. But the private sector is only able to employ you because they get the money from government. So then why doesn't the government just create the jobs and employ you?
All right, so I hear the escalation in the price, but my kids are in primary school, both of them, and they have magazine quality type of study material. If that's what they're printing these days, then yeah, the price is justifiable, because when I went to school, we had nothing, nearly pamphlets and just exercise books. But now they have nice things. They come with stickers. It costs less actually to buy stationery for us as parents and also for their projects, because you just get stickers from their books. But yeah, quadrupling, it's actually quite a lot of money.
Well, this is specifically just for exam papers. But I hear you if you're saying the quality of the paper has improved. But then I'll ask you, why is that important? Why do you need glossy paper to transfer information? When I started school, I've always told you this, it was a rural school. You used to write on a slate. Do you know what a slate is, Saul?
Oh, yeah, I remember the black stuff that you used chalk to write on. I remember very well.
Straight up and down. But still, the information was as good as paper. You know what I mean? People are using papyrus. Information are still as good as paper. Have you seen the paper quality of a Bible?
Yeah.
Horrible. It's worse than toilet paper.
Yeah.
But you can still read the Bible.
Look, each and every new minister is going to have a position. They enjoy going to the audit reports and identifying our service providers that were appointed by the previous ministers. And in that point, they want to scrutinize the report and check ukuthi kwenzakaleni, kwenzakalani, who are these people, so they can expose those previous ministers. Remember, those ministers are from other political parties, and service providers that are existing, appointed by the certain department, they assume ukuthi banokudlelwana ne political structure. So into yenzakala every time. And it's totally wrong because of when a process, tender ordering, awarding. So then, if you tell me about tender awarding, what is the procedure? What is the standard procedure?
Hey, welcome. Phela kwi DA, it's not corruption. It's an accounting irregularity. Oops, we've added an extra zero by mistake.
On the DA matter, Yes, it's DA. It's under the leadership of DA, but the people who are still working there are the same people who worked there. Supply chain management still has the same people who were there. The difference is the person who then is in charge of the full amount, right, would then be seen under the umbrella of DA. But saying this does not mean that I'm saying DA is not corrupt. Nah, Boba corrupt. They have just been doing it a lot differently than our people have.
Since when do you give a pass now to the person head of the department and say, no, it's a person under the department that's doing the corruption? Hey,
because she's the one who approves, like we said.
Straight up.
With the feeding scheme tender, it came to her and she stopped it. She's got the ability to stop the whole thing because the buck stops with her as the minister.
If anything, she's the worst leader to have because she can't stop corruption. If anything, I'm a shege. Bring in somebody who can.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.